Love, Etc., written by Julian Barnes and read by Stephen Pacey, Alex Jennings, and Claire Higgins.
Yes, I am sure. Positive, about 10 years ago. It's all right, it happens. You don't have to pretend. But the point is, I remember you. I remember you. I'd hardly forget, would I? A bit over 10 years, now I come to think of it. Well, I've changed, sure. This is all grey for a start. Can't even call it pepper and salt anymore, can I? Oh, and by the way, you've changed too. You probably think you're pretty much the same as you were back then. Believe me, you aren't.
What's that companionable warble from the neighbouring wank pit? That snuffle and stamp from the padded loose box? Could it be my dear, my old, old as in the sense of former, friend Stuart? I remember you. How very Stuart. He is so old, so former fashioned, that he likes naff songs which actually predate him. I mean, it's one thing to be hung up on cheap music, synchronous with the primal engorgement of your own libidinous organs, be it Randy Newman or Luigi Nono, but to be hung up on the sun lounger sing-alongeries of a previous generation, that's so very, so touchingly Stuart, don't you find? Lose that puzzled expression. Frank Ifield, I remember you. Or rather, I remember you. You're the one that made my dreams come true. Yes? 1962, the Australian yodeler in the sheepskin car coat. Indeed. Indeedy-doo-oo. And what a sociological paradox he must have represented. No disrespect to our bronzed and bond-eyed cousins, of course. In the world's fawning obeisance before every cultural subgrouping, let it not be said that I have anything against an Australian yodeler per se. You might be one yourself. If I prod you, do ye not yodel? In which case, I will give you honest eye contact and an undiscriminatory handshake. I would welcome you into the brotherhood of man, along with the Swiss cricketer. And if, by some happy whim, you actually are a Swiss cricketer, an off-spinner from the Bernese Oberland, then let me just say, simply, 1962 was the very year of the Beatles' first revolution at 45 turns per minute, and Stuart sings Frank Ifield. I rest my case. I'm Oliver, by the way. Yes, I know, you know. I could tell you remember me.
Gillian, you may or may not remember me. Is there some problem? What you have to understand is that Stuart wants you to like him, needs you to like him. Whereas Oliver has a certain difficulty imagining that you won't.